Talking today with Mark Hodges from Plains Grains. Mark, let's talk a little bit about this historically early harvest for 2012. I know a few times we've been this early, but it's been a long time, I know, since probably we've had this much of our crop already in the bin by June 1.
That's right. And of course, historically, the reason we're early is because we've had a drought on the front end or not at least on the tail end like we did this time. And of course, that really changes everything, really changes the dynamics, and I don't think we really know yet what the ramifications of that are going to be, not only from yield but also from a quality standpoint, because what happened was we, of course, dusted the crop in, didn't have any moisture, and then we got moisture late October, early November, had really good development of that crop, really developed a lot of tillers, good root system, and then we get up into the normally wet time of the year, April, May, and it just shut down as far as water availability. And of course, that's the highest demand that plant has for water is at that point in time. So we really didn't have enough water to finish out the crop. And so we ended up with shriveled berries. We're going to end up with small berries. That's pretty uniform right now, at least, all the way from Texas through Kansas. And as a matter of fact, those berries are amazingly uniform in size, and unfortunately, they're small. And, of course, we aren't going to have quite as good a crop as we thought we were going to have a couple of months ago. The head count's there, but really those berries, that third berry never failed in a lot of cases. And then those tillers, we just had too many tillers. The plant shut down. So, again, we ended up with smaller kernels.
And so before we go, talk about the percentage of harvest and everything, on those smaller berries, is this still something that we can successfully – merchandise and get our millers able to use? In other words, can they make adjustments and still make a good loaf of bread?
Well, they certainly can. And of course, I've talked in years past about millers take a lot of pride in being able to take what they are given and make an end product out of it. And they are very good at that. And they'll be able to do that with this crop as well. But, we have some low 1,000 kernel weights, and 1,000 kernel weight to a miller is an indication of what the yield, mill yield is going to be, flour yield is going to be. So we're going to have some lower 1,000 kernel weights, but really that's where the protein is going to be, generally speaking. And then we're going to have some higher 1,000 kernel weights, which, the miller is going to get a better mill yield out of, but really we've got some really low proteins in some of that. So the miller's going to have to identify where the quality is he wants to blend and then be able to go after that. And, of course, that's what we do is we go out and we do the testing and at least give them a starting point to where they know where those pockets are. And this year, more than any other year that I know of in the past, it's really a mosaic pattern of where we could end up with high, we've ended up with higher protein in an area and then maybe 50 miles from there be really low protein on a fairly widespread basis. And then we do have a lot of what we call grain sheds or regions where, we've got low protein and high protein coming into the same terminals. I mean, really low protein and fairly high protein coming in the same terminals. So it's something we're going to have to deal with. It's something obviously the miller's going to have to deal with to be able to end up with a flour that his end user can use.
Now, I guess when you've got those kind of extremes, it's hard to blend.
It is hard to blend because, of course, when you get those lower 1,000 kernel weights and generally a smaller berry, and then the higher 1,000 kernel weights, generally a little larger berry, at least generally speaking, when that grain goes through the mill rolls or that berry goes through the mill rolls, they're set a certain distance apart. So it's really tough for them to have to deal with that, and there's going to be a sacrifice on flour yield at some point on how they set that mill. And that's a problem with having really extremes, in berry sizes and those kind of things.
Let's talk about where we are right now. You've kind of your latest report comes out usually on Thursday evenings. You've right now rated or computed that we're about two-thirds done in the state of Oklahoma.
We are, and of course, the main areas left to harvest would be in the panhandle and especially the irrigated wheat. Some of that irrigated wheat's still green, so it's going to be a while, but that's the irrigated wheat really looks good in the panhandle. I mean, it really does look good. And then, of course, north central across back to Kay County, There's still a lot of wheat up there that hadn't been harvested yet, or wheat up there that hadn't been harvested yet. Really, those are probably the two main areas, with scattered areas in other parts of the state that just haven't been had the weather to get harvest done.
In case of Kansas, 25% is what y'all called.
Yeah, and of course, once harvest started about 10 days or so ago in full swing in Kansas, well, once it started, it really went fast. Of course, they've had some rain that slowed them down some too. But, of course, they've been running just as we have, 2 to 3 weeks ahead of normal. A lot of that crop was ready. A lot of it was already drought stressed, so it was already dry. And, again, assuming they didn't have any rain showers, they were able to get in and cut a lot of wheat. And, again, the only thing that shut them down is the rain that they've had.
I guess what – it's been a little bit of a challenge to have – machines where we've had all this wheat ready to go, where we've been so early, a lot of these guys simply weren't ready to come south.
That's true, and of course that was true in North Texas, and now we're cutting within two counties of the Nebraska border, so it's still true, and again, not enough machines, not enough trucks, and even if we had the trucks, we don't have the truck drivers. You know, the oil industry is great in this state, and in Texas, but, you know, agriculture cannot compete with the oil industry for human resources. And so even if we had the trucks, which, you know, we really don't, I don't know that we have enough drivers to be able to drive those trucks. So we are short, but, again, just like the mill has to deal with smaller berries, the industry just has to deal with having fewer combines and fewer trucks to get the crop in.
You worried about now that it seems like we've set in earlier this week, and even as we were looking at the radar just a few moments ago, rain coming in once again both in Kansas and in North Oklahoma. That a concern to you as far as the quality?
It is a concern. It's always a concern once that crop is ready to be cut when you have rain, because the only thing it's going to do is lower test weight. At a minimum, lower test weight. And, of course, there are a lot of areas where we have 100 bushel straw and 60 bushel wheat, and some of those rainstorms have already laid down some of that wheat, lodged that wheat, so we don't need any more moisture on it for sure, because we can get into sprouting issues and that kind of thing already, especially in areas that haven't been cut yet where the wheat is really thick and really pretty good wheat. So it is a concern for us from a test weight standpoint, from a sprouting standpoint. You know, we just need to get in. And again, because of that really heavy straw, that ground isn't going to dry nearly as quickly either. So it is an issue. Of course, the flip side of that is we've got a lot of producers that don't just produce wheat. They produce summer crops, and they were really needing some moisture on these summer crops. I mean, you know, whether it's be corn or grain sorghum, you know, leaves are starting to roll and starting to show stress. So, you know, they need some moisture too.